昨天我们学习到亚伯能够说话。
Yesterday we learned about Abel still speaks.
神看重亚伯还有他的公务。
God saw the work of Abel.
可是看不重该隐和他的公务。
But God didn't like the work of Cain.
为什么神看重亚伯的公务呢？
Why did God take pleasure in the work or the sacrifice of Abel?
因为亚伯他凭着信心来献祭。
Because Abel offered with faith.
这个信息是要告诉我们呢，因信称义的道理。
And this faith goes to show justification by faith.
人信而受洗，必然得救。
We who believe will be justified by faith through grace of God.
所以只要是一个人接受洗礼，但是他没有相信，这个洗礼无效。
So those who do not believe will not be saved even through baptism.
就好像该隐在献祭一样，因为该隐他不信，所以他所献的礼物神也不认重，神也不悦纳。
Because of Cain's disbelief, even though he offered sacrifices to God, God was not pleased with him.
一个人假如他在婴孩的时候接受洗礼，因为他的母亲他的父亲呢来代替他相信。
However, if an infant is baptized with the faith of the parents, he is still saved.
可是假如一个婴孩他长大以后他不信了，他不信，那他的洗礼也是无效。
And yet, if this infant grows up and not believe in our Lord Jesus Christ,The baptism that he previously had would not be effective.
一个人受洗以后，在成长在属灵的旅途当中，可是到了最后一口气，他不信了，他的洗礼无效。
Unfortunately, for a person who is taking his last breath, if he did not believe in his heart our Lord Jesus Christ, his previous baptism would not be effective as well.
因为圣经告诉我们，信而受洗的必然得救。
The Bible tells us that those who believe and are baptized will be saved.
这就是保罗为什么他说，因信称义，本于信，以至于信。
This is why Paul told us that we must be justified from faith to faith.
以信开始，以信结束。
We shall begin our salvation from our belief and end in faith.
那信心是要靠平常慢慢训练出来的。
And faith must be cultivated over time.
好像我们现在坐在这里也是在操练信心。
For instance, we are sitting here in the chapel to cultivate our faith.
从星期四晚上这个布道会，昨天的灵会，又到今天安息日。
We have gone through our evangelical services in the past few evenings, and we are now, having our spiritual convocation.
大家很辛苦啊。
We have a hard time.
有时候您讲的人口才不好，你也要在坐在这里听啊。
So even if I'm not very eloquent, you are forced to sit there and listen to me.
所以很辛苦。
It is kind of difficult.
但是这是操练信心呢。
But this is an exercise of your faith.
所以神会祝福大家。
God will bless you all.
那我们要谈到亚伯能够说话。
Abel still speaks.
他告诉我们什么？
What does that tell us?
他告诉我们呢，正确的人生观。
It tells us that we must have the right attitude or outlook of our life.
我们人在世上啊，很短暂。
We live a very fleeting life in this world.
以前呢，大家很流行看这个台湾来的连续剧，就是什么乾隆皇帝啊，什么。还珠格格啊。
There used to be some, Chinese, soap opera that people like to watch.
我们看那个乾隆皇帝那么的荣华富贵啊。
And in these soap operas, they portray how glorious the emperors might have been.
他也是死的。
But these emperors died.
所以该隐的意思就是得啊，他一直要得，尽量多得，越多越好。
Name Cain means to obtain, to grab.
可是亚伯的意思呢是虚空啊，空虚的。
But the name of Abel means emptiness.
那该隐用不好的手段杀死亚伯以后，
And after Cain killed Abel，
神又使亚当跟夏娃怀孕，生了一个叫赛特。
God allowed Adam and Eve to give birth to Seth。
那赛特就取代亚伯。
Seth took the place of Abel。
那赛特又生了一个儿子叫做以挪士。
And Abel gave birth to Enosh。
那以挪士的意思是什么呢？
What does Enosh mean?
叫做必死的人呢。
It means one must surely die.
可是当时有没有人死呢？还没有人死啊，因为亚当夏娃还活在世上啊。
But did anybody die at that time? No, Adam and Eve were still alive at that time.
可是他们这些亚伯的后代就凭着信心啊，就知道这个人世间都是虚空的。
But through the fact that Abel still speaks, we know that life is vain.
那怎么有办法来度过这个空虚的人生呢？
Now, how do we pass this life of vanity?
有什么办法让它再充实起来？
How can we bring substance into our lives?
以挪士那时候就想说，哎，要求告神的名。
Enosh thought about calling on the name of the Lord.
要再次的回到神这里。
He wanted to return to God.
我们来看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪第四章
Genesis chapter 4
我们今天又来探讨亚伯他要告诉我们什么信息、
What message does Abel have for us today?
我们看第四章第二节
Chapter 4 verse 2
又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯亚伯是牧羊的该隐是种地的
Later she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the soil.
牧羊跟种地啊，都是一种职业。
Shepherding, and tilling the land are all different occupations.
那本来在神的面前呢，这个职业啊，没有什么贵贱呢。
Before God, there's no difference among different occupations.
啊，当然以前在台湾啊，卖猪肉的收入比较好啊。农夫的收入比较不好。
Well, in the past, if you live in a rural area, it might be more profitable to sell meat rather than crops.
所以在我印象当中啊，卖猪肉的人的肚子都是比较大啊，大概这里吃猪肉啊，所以吃得很好啊。农夫啊，那吃得不好，都是瘦瘦的。
So I still recall how people who sold meat used to, be more substantial than people who sell crops.
但是在神的眼光呢，这个职业啊，本来不分贵贱，都是一样，你要做什么都无所谓的。
But in the eyes of God, it makes no difference what occupation you take on.
那亚伯呢，他选择牧羊，该隐他选择种地。
Abel kept the flocks and Cain worked the soil.
那本来神把人呢、啊、放在伊甸园的时候
，When God put man in the Garden of Eden,
啊，就使他修篱看守。
He commanded them to keep, and to maintain the garden.
啊，修理就修理这些树木啊，就是种地啊。
They have to till the land and to take care of the plants.
那看守就是看守这些羊群啊，这些动物。
They also had to maintain or to keep watch of the livestock in the garden.
所以当时该隐亚伯的父亲啊，亚当啊，就让他儿子选，说这两样你要哪一样？
So Adam wanted his sons to choose which occupation they wanted to be in.
你要牧羊还是要种地？
Do you want to keep flocks or do you want to work the soil?
啊，结果亚伯啊，他就选择牧羊。
So Abel chose to keep flocks.
那该隐他选择种地。
And Cain chose to work the soil.
好，那我们再来看创世纪第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
21. 主神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
啊，皮子从哪里来呢？
Where did the garments of skin come from?
皮子我们都知道，就像貂皮大衣啊，就是去杀貂啊，男人才做成一件貂皮大衣，就是杀着动物。
Like fur coats, the garments of skin came from animals.
所以当时虽然是人类犯罪，但是神呢给人类呢一条出路了。
So even though man had sinned, by that time God gave them a way out.
因为神人之间的关系已经破坏了。
Man has destroyed the relationship between themselves and God.
那要用什么办法来恢复人神之间的关系呢？
Now, through what means must one reconcile himself back to God?
就是用献祭。
It is through sacrifice.
所以到以后摩西时代啊，立位记啊，就是在讨论怎么来恢复神人之间的关系。
So in the time of Moses, it was mentioned in the book of Leviticus how one might offer sacrifices to reconcile oneself to God.
那当时神就教导亚当啊，怎么样来恢复他跟神之间的关系。
So God also taught Adam how to reconcile himself back to him.
那当他生了儿子以后呢，亚当啊，我相信他也多多少少教导他的孩子啊，怎么来跟神恢复关系。
And I believe Adam, after having his children, also taught them how to draw close to God.
所以亚伯都选择牧羊。
So Abel kept flocks.
那选择牧羊啊，他比较聪明啊。
He was smart.
因为他是牧羊的话，要献祭比较方便啊。
Because it was easier for him to make sacrifices.
好像以前啊，农业时代呢，我记得过年的时候，我要去请我的姐姐哈，农历过年呢，我要去请我的姐姐他们回家来过新年了。
Back in the
他们已经结婚了。
Back in Taiwan, during the agricultural period, we used to invite family members back for a New Year reunion.
那我姐姐他们有养鸡啊。
My sister raised chickens.
所以我去我姐姐家的时候，我姐姐就抓一只鸡啊，然后就杀鸡。啊，然后血放掉，啊，洗一洗，煮一煮以后呢，拔毛，啊，然后就煮鸡肉给我吃。
So I would go to my sister's house, and she would kill chickens, let the blood out, took the feathers out, and cook a nice meal of chicken for me.
所以啊，很方便的、啊，因为她自己养鸡啊。
So it was very convenient for her to prepare a meal for me because she raised chickens herself.
所以一样道理，亚伯他是牧羊的，他要献祭很方便啊，因为他自己是养羊。
Likewise, it was very convenient for Abel to offer sacrifice.
所以这个工作呢，啊，神也很喜欢的。
God was pleased with his sacrifice.
那因为他相信神的话，他相信神的方法，唯一的方法就是献祭，才能够恢复神人之间的关系。
He believed in the word of God, and he also believed that God's command to sacrifice to him to reconcile himself back to God was the right decision.
再来看创世纪的第四章第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。
But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock.
头生的一般都是比较我们人啊比较珍惜啊比较喜欢。
We usually treasure the firstborn more than any other.
咱们看看假如刚生 baby 的时候第一胎啊都是很宝贝的。
Our very first baby would be the one we take the most care of.
有位弟兄啊，他生了三个男孩。
A brother had three sons.
他第一个男孩啊，是按照书养的，很紧张啊，所以买了很多书啊，来看怎么喂婴孩，怎么来泡牛奶，怎么帮他换尿布哦，怎么教导他，买了很多的书籍来看。
When he had his first son, they bought a lot of books and tried to raise him up by all the instructions he got from them.
第二胎、第三胎呢，他不管了，随随便便的。
But when it came to the second and the third sons, he didn't care anymore.
所以头生的都是很宝贵的。
So the firstborn is always the most precious in the eyes of the parents.
那亚伯呢，他就把头生的献给神了。
So Abel gave the firstborn to God.
还有最好的脂油啊，献上。
In fact, he brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock and offered it to God.
当然我们不能够以今天的标准来衡量以前呢。
Obviously, let us not compare what he did with our standards today.
啊，现在是 organic 最好啊，这个优质谁要这个油腻啊，吃了以后啊会心脏病、血管阻塞。
Obviously, in this day and age, we stress that things must be healthy and organic, so having a fat portion from some kind of a flock may not be very appealing to us.
啊，所以不能够以今天的来衡量以前，以前啊那个猪油啊是最好的。
But let us not bring our concept back to thousands of years ago. Let's remember that the fat portions used to be the best.
也就是说亚伯他是尽心尽力尽心在爱神啊。
In fact, what Abel was showing here was that he loved the Lord with all his heart, with all his mind, and with all his strength.
所以啊，神就看中亚伯和他的供物。
And that is why the Lord took pleasure in his work and offering.
啊，再来看该隐呢。
Let's look at Cain.
啊，该隐是种地的。
Cain tilled the soil.
啊，圣经没有记载说当时他为什么要选择是种地。
The Bible never tells us why he chose this occupation.
那种地有什么不对呢？
What's wrong with it?
啊，当然我们也不能够以今天来衡量以前的。
Of course, let us not take our concept and apply them to those days.
因为种地是农夫啊。
He was a farmer.
啊，你不能说啊，有人种地的话，有人有信徒当农夫，哇，那神不喜悦。
So obviously you cannot generalize that God is not pleased with farmers. Otherwise, how would these farming members who took on farming be pleasing in the eyes of God?
我们先把自己呢回到亚当夏娃的时代。
Let's put our shoes let's put ourselves in the shoes of Abel and Cain.
来，我们看创世纪。
Let's return to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章的十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
又对亚当说啊，你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地啊，请注意，地啊，必为你的缘故受咒诅。
To Adam he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Let's look at this very carefully. Cursed is the ground because of you.
所以地啊是受咒诅的。
The ground was cursed.
他当时没有选择那个最好的，没有听清楚神所喜欢的是什么。
So apparently, Cain never really understood what was most pleasing to the Lord.
他大概没有听清楚神所教导他们恢复神人之间关系的方法。
Obviously, he didn't,know the means through which one must reconcile himself to God.
他大概看到眼前一片绿油油的啊，都在选择种地。
So he probably saw the green pasture and thought it was the best thing to work the soil.
但地呢已经被受做足了。
But the ground was already cursed.
所以啊，是神所不喜欢的。
It was something that God was not pleased with.
啊，再看第三节。
Verse 3.
第四章第三节啊，创世纪四章三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
有一日啊，该隐拿地的出产为供物献给神。
In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord.
啊，圣经没有记载说该隐拿地里的出熟的土产献给神。
The Bible never tells us that Cain brought the very firstbatch of crops from his soil to offer to God.
所以意思是该隐啊，他大概反正一大堆啊，他就随便拿一些，哎啊，就是这一些，哎，来献祭。
In other words, he could have just haphazardly picked up some things from his land and offered them to God.
可是神没有看中他和他的供物。
But the Lord did not look with favor.On Cain's offering.
好，那我们再看回第四章的第二节。
Let's return to chapter 4, verse 2.
亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the soil.
所以亚伯就一直牧羊，该隐就一直种地，个人管自己的。
So Abel and Cain did their own thing.
因为两个人的职业不相同。
Both of them had different occupations.
所以两个人平常都过着自己的日子。
So both of them led separate lives.
那平常你也看不出来有什么不好的结果，有什么结局也看不出来，因为每个人都你很认真在牧羊，啊，他也很认真在种地。
In the normal course of their lives, no one could tell what's good or bad because one would shepherd his flocks and another would work his land.
亚伯他牧羊，他牧羊得很高兴，该隐种地他种得很高兴。
Both Abel and Cain did their job very happily.
他们有一个很快乐的职业生活。
They had a very happy career.
但是呢，有一天就知道了。
But one day, the difference emerged.
有一天就看出来那个不一样的。
One day, it would show that their occupations are different.
那一天就是献祭的时候。
And that day was the day when they offer offering to God.
就神要检查他们祭物的时候。
On that day, God examined their offerings.
就神要审判的时候。
It was the day of God's judgment.
所以那一天就知道了。
And on that day, their differences was made apparent.
他们平常看不出来。
But, that difference could not be seen in daily lives.
这是以前他们的故事。
And that was their story.
那今天亚伯仍旧在说话。
Today, Abel still speaks to us.
说我们不要说这样，亚伯在说话了。
Let us not sleep because Abel is speaking to us.
很难得啊，以前的人在说话。
Just imagine Abel from thousands of years ago is speaking to you now.
我的话不听没关系，那个亚伯啊，他要赶快听他的话。
You don't have to listen to me, but you should listen to Abel.
那他要说什么呢？
What did he say?
他到底在告诉我们哪些信息啊？
What message does he have for us today?
他告诉我们一个正确基督徒的工作观。
He shows us, the attitude of work from a Christian perspective.
我们生活在二十世纪啊，男女都要工作。
Of course, regardless of our gender, we all have to work today.
因为男女平等啊。
We are equal, men and women.
那有些女的在家庭里照顾孩子，那也是一个工作啊。
And some, of our sisters are full-time moms.
我们不能说啊，她没工作，她失业，不能这样说，她还是工作。
They also have a full-time job.
那以神为中心的人，根据世界为中心的人，他们对工作的看法不会一样的。
And people who hold a God-centered view of things will have very different views about their job as opposed to that of someone who is world-centered.
那以神为中心的人，他在选择工作的时候，他会考虑到几件事情。
Those who are God-centered would consider several things before they take on a job.
他要考虑啊，聚会的时间啊，是不是方便。
He will consider whether that job will hinder him or her from, going to services.
因为有的工作是星期六要上班的。
Some jobs, require one to work on Saturdays.
当然你也可以选择一个工作呢，礼拜就要上班了。
Of course, you can choose to, work, in a job where you have to work on a Saturday.
那你可以说我没办法，公司要我上班啊，我礼拜六就是要上班，所以我不能够去教会啊。
And obviously you can justify yourself by saying that I have to work on Saturdays and that is why I can't come to the church.
亚伯要说话就是因着信啊，选择职业啊。
But Abel chose his career from his faith.
有位弟兄啊，他本来在一间公司上班。
There's a brother who used to work in a company.
他因为老板呢，经常要叫他星期六啊。按息日的时候要开会。
His boss always wanted him to have meetings on Saturdays.
一两次他还可以忍受了。
It was okay if it was just done once or twice.
那以后呢，几乎每个星期六都要他去开会。
But after a while, he had to hold meetings every single Saturday.
他说没办法了，他说那我要守安息日，我没有办法跟你配合。
He couldn't take it, so he told his boss, I'm not going to do this anymore. I cannot, not go to church.
所以假设你是那位弟兄的话，你会在继续在公司里上班，还是要离开公司呢？
Now, if you were that brother, would you continue to work or would you leave that job?
这个时候就要赶快听亚伯在说什么。
If you are at that juncture, please listen to Abel.
亚伯因着信，他知道，他相信神会帮他安排。
Abel had the faith that God would arrange the best job for him.
有信心的人，他不会惧怕的。
Those who have faith will have no fear.
所以这位弟兄他就离开公司了。
So this brother left the company.
他暂时找不到是 他心里面啊没有遗憾。
He couldn't find a job, but he had no regrets.
因为他要选择一个聚会方便的一个公司。
He was determined to find a job in a company where he did not have to work on Saturdays.
啊，大概经过一个月以后，他就找到事了。
After a month, he found another job.
他找到那个事呢，嗯，啊，薪水啊比他原来的大概多一倍。
And the new job paid him more than double his original salary.
那我们在地点呢？啊，还是离教会比较近的地方。
And let us also try to find a job that is close to the church.
那当然说很不得已的哈，公司派你去比较一个我们叫做偏远的地区，说没有教会的地方。
Obviously, sometimes we do not have a choice and we are sent to remote places.
比如说派你去 North Dakota, 那边没有教会啊。
For instance, if you are sent to North Dakota, where we do not have a church.
那去那边那怎么办你不去不行啊要生活啊。
And you obviously have to go because you need to make a living.
那没关系你就听亚伯的话。
But that's okay. Listen to what Abel has to say to
you. 有信心你就祷告求神再继续开路。
Have faith, pray, and God will guide you.
啊不然的话留在原地啊为主发光啊建造一间教会。
Or perhaps you can glorify God by establishing a new place of worship.
那这个都是要凭着信心来做。
Obviously, you have to do these things with faith.
所以我们要聚会的时间要方便。
So, let's make sure that we have time for service.
那地点呢也要方便。
And let's also make sure that our workplace is close to church.
有位信徒啊，他在找房子的时候，他说跟这个介绍商啊，说要找跟离教会比较近的地方。
A member was looking for a house and he told the rental agent that he wanted some place close to the church.
那个介绍人啊，哎，觉得你这个人很奇怪啊哈。
And the broker was a little puzzled.
因为他的客人呢、啊，没有人这样跟他提过，说要离教会比较近的地方。
Because none of his clients ever told him that he wanted to find a place close to a church.
那为什么我们要这样子做呢
？Why do we do this？
我们想想。我们一天24个小时。
Let's think about it. We have 24 hours a day.
那我们一天可以给神的时间到底是有多少
？How much time can you really give to God every day？
我们每天要上班，有的人要上班10个小时啊。
Some of us have to work 10 hours a day.
回家以后躺在床上先休息2个小时。
And you may go home and take a 2-hour rest.
就12个小时了。
Then 12 hours are gone.
那起床以后要看个报纸看个电视看个新闻要花了一个小时。
So when you get up from your nap, you may want to watch a little TV, read a little newspaper, and another hour is gone.
它是三个小时啊。
13 hours.
再看个电脑回个 email, 要一个小时 ,14 个小时。
You turn on the computer, write a few emails, and another hour is gone.
那睡觉八个小时。
Then you sleep for 8 hours.
这样多少了 ?22 个小时的。
You just spent 22 hours.
那里吃饭每顿每一餐要花半个时间半个小时来吃饭啊。
And you need at least half an hour to have a meal.
三餐一个半小时。
Hour and a half for three meals.
所以你只剩下半个小时了。
So you only have half an hour.
所以我们真的这样算算来哈我们一天能够有多少时间留给主耶稣啊。
So if you tell it all up, how much time do you have for Jesus a day?
不多啊。
Not much.
所以因此我们在选择职业的时候要考虑看看啊。地点也是很方便地点也是很重要的。
So let us try to choose a job that is close to the church.
因为我们信仰的路程啊是要来追寻要来认真啊来追求的。
The journey of our faith requires us to pursue God.
人的成长啊，不是不用做什么，他自然会成长。
We cannot just grow by ourselves.
所以圣经告诉我们啊，必须要追求。
The The Bible tells us that we must pursue our faith.
啊，但是亚伯拉罕啊，神啊应许亚伯拉罕要让他的子孙啊，像天上星星那么多，像海边的沙那样多，不可数啊。
God once promised Abraham that his descendants will be as numerous as the sand on the shore and also the stars in the sky.
我们看神怎么告诉他呢？创世纪十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章的十六节。
13 verse 16.
十三章十六节
,13 verse 16.
我也要使您的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多，人若能数算地上的尘沙才能够数算您的后裔。十七
,17.
说你要起来纵横左遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you.
所以神的应许在先呢。
So God's promise came.
但是要怎么来得到神的应许呢？
But how was Abraham going to receive this promise?
不是在那里躺着就能够得到神的应许。
He couldn't just lie down and wait for God's promise.
而是要起来做这个动作啊。
He had to get up.
还要纵横走遍这地。
He had to go and walk through the length and breadth of the land.
所以摩西啊告诉约书亚说啊，你脚掌所踏之地必归给你啊。
And that is why,
你脚掌摩西告诉约书亚。
That is why Moses told Joshua that whichever land you touch with your feet will belong to you.
脚掌所踏之地才是属于你的。
Only those that your feet touch will belong to you.
我们今天呢谈到神的祝福，谈到神的平安。
Today we may talk about God's blessings and peace.
耶稣他怎么说的？
What did Jesus say?
说在这个世界上你们有苦难。
In this world you have tribulation.
但是在我里面你们有平安。
But in me, you have peace.
因为我已经胜了世界。
For I have overcome the world.
所以那句话说我在啊，你们在我里面有平安啊，那个英文是说 may have peace.
And in fact, the English version should read, may you have peace.
有时候你也可能 may not have peace 啊。
Sometimes you may not have peace.
就是在乎你是不是有去追求啊。
It's up to you whether you want to pursue this peace.
你不去追求的话，这个福气还是在那里的。
If you do not
你的
pursue peace and blessings from God, they will not come to you automatically.
神的应许已经在那里。
God's promise is already there for you.
但是我们要起来纵横走遍这地。
But it's up to us to get up and walk through the length and breadth of the land.
所以我们必须要下定决心。
So let us be determined.
要有个计划。
Have a plan.
我们要怎么样来复兴自己的信仰。
Let us think about how we might revive our faith.
怎么来恢复自己跟神之间的关系。
How we might revive our relationship with God.
我们要利用多少时间来做圣工，利用多少时间来读圣经，来祷告。
How much time should we spend to serve God and how much time should we spend reading the Bible and pray?
这个都要经过安排的。
We need to plan these things out.
所以要起来纵横走遍这地。
Let us go and walk through the length and breadth of the land.
所以雅各书里面记载我们要听道啊，也要行道。
That is why, the book of James tells us that we should be hearers of the word and also doers of the word.
那雅各他怎么说呢？
What did James tell us?
他说就在你们所行的事上必然得福啊。
And in everything you do, you shall be blessed.
所以你就是不去行的话，那个福就跟我们没有关系啊。
So if we do not do the words of God, God's blessings are irrelevant to us.
但是神的福气啊，已经在那里摆着。
But God's blessings are already there for us.
这是从千古以来神的应许啊。
God has already promised us His blessings thousands of years ago.
这是等着我们去拿。
He is waiting for us to receive these blessings.
所以要行道。
So let us walk our faith.
那腓立比书那边要记载啊。
Philippians tells us,
凡是我们所听见啊美好的事情啊，那些信徒啊美好的脚踪，我们都要去行啊。
Whatever is good, whatever is honorable, let us do them.
那个行啊的意思啊也是要去练习。
To do is to practice.
要去练习神的道理。
To practice the word of God.
比如说有人奉献谈到奉献。
For instance, let us talk about offering.
以前 我们在看管会堂的时候，在鹿港教会看管会堂。
I used to take care of the church, in 鹿港 Taiwan.
那有位姐妹啊，她来教会啊，所以她那天晚上啊就留在教会。
A sister came to the church and stayed over.
那就要跟我妈妈啊，两个人睡同样一个床。
And she slept on the same bed as my mother.
啊，所以我妈妈就跟那位姐妹这样聊天呢。
So my mother chatted with her.
然后我妈妈就教她啊，要怎么奉献哈、啊，说你卖菜哈、啊、也是很好赚啊，以前在卖菜哈、啊，说你要奉献呢、啊，十一捐呢、啊。
And so my mother encouraged this sister to offer tithe out of her income from selling vegetables.
啊，谈到奉献，那位姐妹就说啊，睡觉了，不要谈。
And the sister retorted, "Let us go to bed."
所以有人就不想去练习呀、啊。
So she didn't want to practice the teaching of offering.
有位弟兄啊，他就练习啊。
But another brother practiced.
啊，有一间教会啊，要买要做新的这个屁股，要做新的椅子。
Our church was in need of some new pews.
啊，这教会说鼓励啊，大家奉献，你要奉献一条椅子，两条椅子哈。
And the church encouraged members to offer one or two pews.
啊，所以那弟兄啊，就是好，他奉献三条椅子。
And so this brother decided to offer enough for three pews.
啊，每一条椅子啊，1000块，说三条是3000块美金。
So each pew costs $1,000. So he offered $3,000.
结果神都帮那个弟兄安排得好的。
And miraculously, God arranged everything for this brother.
所以你要去行的话，去练习，我们要练习就是神的恩典啊，你就体验到神的恩典。
So as long as we practice, we will taste the blessings of God.
所以信仰啊是要去追求的。
So faith is something that we must practice and pursue.
那我们要做神所喜悦的工作。
We must also do things that are pleasing to God.
好像亚伯啊，他是选择了牧羊的。
For instance, Abel chose to shepherd the flock.
那该隐他就选择种地。
And Cain worked the soil.
所以我们要做神所喜悦的工作。
So let us work in the capacity that is pleasing to God.
我们刚刚谈到职业啊，本来就不分贵贱啊，你要做什么都可以的。
We have mentioned that it really doesn't matter what you do.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们啊，什么原则
？But there are several principles that we have to abide by.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章的28节。
Verse 28. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28.
第四章28节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28.
以弗所书四章28。
4 verse 28.
从前偷窃的不要再偷了，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可以有余分给那缺少的人。
He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need.
所以从28节这边看来啊，这个正经事啊，就是指着合法的事情啊。
So verse 28 reminds us that we must.Do things that are legal.
啊，那偷窃啊，这是不合法。
Stealing is not legal.
那偷窃可能对偷窃的人哈，专门偷窃的人也是他的职业呀。
Well, stealing may be an occupation to a thief.
啊，但是不合法。
But it is not legal.
所以圣经告诉我们要劳力啊，亲手做正经的事情。
So the Bible tells us that we must do something useful with our own hands.
所以我们在选择工作的时候也是一样，要选择神所喜欢的事，要选择正经事。
We must do likewise. We must do work that is legal and something that is useful.
当然，这些不合法的事情呢，我们不要去做。
So let us not do anything illegal.
啊，有位弟兄他在公司里面上班呢。
A brother worked in a company.
啊，他是做会计的工作。
He was an accountant.
他公司要叫他做假账。
And his company wanted him to fake some numbers.
这位弟兄啊，本着他的良心啊，他拒绝做假账。
And this brother refused to make up numbers for the company.
那只好离开公司了。
So he left the company.
那他是听亚伯 在说话。
He listened to the voice of Abel.
他凭着信心呢。
With faith, he was not afraid.
我们要做正经的事情。
So let us, do things that are legal.
我们不要做假证件。
Let us not, counterfeit documents.
也不要做假结婚的事情。
And let us not, have a counterfeit, marriage.
也不要做假的报表啊。
Reports.
啊，这些都是不合法的。
These things are not legal.
啊，但是有些是合法。
But there are some things that are legal.
啊，但是呢，不合我们基督徒的，啊，不合我们基督徒来做的。
But are not appropriate for Christians.
啊，比如说有这个那影带哈，影带的出租公司的。
For instance, DVD rentals.
啊，只要你去登记的话，你就是合法的。跟政府登记缴税就是合法。
As long as you register the company, you are legal.
啊，但是呢，有些公司啊，叫租那些色情的影片。
But there are companies that rent out pornographic movies.
对政府机关来讲是合法，但是呢，对我们基督徒啊，就是不好的事情。
It may be legal, but it's not a Christian thing to do.
好，请看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
18章21节。
18 verse 21.
出埃及记18章21。
Exodus 18 verse 21.
21节。并要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏神、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人啊，派他们做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长啊，管理百姓。
But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens.
这边提到诚实无妄、恨不义之财。
Men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain.
要诚实也是很重要啊。
It is very important for us to be honest.
上班的时候要诚实啊。
Let us be honest in our job.
那很多人呢，这个老板不在的时候啊，他老板不在了啊，我们叫什么？那个猫不在了，这些老鼠啊，都可以到处乱跑啊。
Sometimes we slack off when our boss is not around.
这个不好。
This is not good.
我们要诚诚实实啊，做工作。
Let us be honest.
不管老板是不是在场啊，是不是在办公室，我们一样啊，要做好我们自己的工作。
Regardless of whether our boss is in the office, let us do what we need to do.
那恨不义之财。
Let us hate dishonest gain.
啊，这个回扣啊，我们就不能拿。
Kickbacks must not, we should never receive kickbacks.
好，在亚伯他说什么？
What would Abel say?
要尽心、尽力、尽性爱主我们的神。
Abel would tell us that we must love the Lord with would tell us to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind.
所以亚伯他是献上最好的。
Abel offered the very best.
我们看来检测看看我们自己有没有尽心尽性尽力爱我们的主啊。
And let's examine ourselves and see if we have loved our Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind.
啊，比如说我们在聚会的时候啊，不迟到不早退。
For instance, we are never late to service and we never leave early.
有时候我的班机啊是早上六点的。
Sometimes I take flights at 6 a.m.
哇，很紧张啊！我说四点的时候啊就要起床。
I'm usually very nervous, so I get up at 4 a.m.
因为天爬跟机场啊很近啊，所以四点起床就可以了。
Well, the airport is very close to the Tampa Church, so getting up at 4 was early enough.
啊，但是还是要四点就起床啊。
But I got up at 4.
因为飞机不等人啊。
Because the plane will never wait for you.
他定六点就六点了。
6 o'clock is it.
可是我们聚会呢，假如十点的话，你有没有这个心说，哎，十点就十点啊，不能够迟到的。
But if our service starts at 10, do you have the heart to tell yourself, let's go there by 10?
我们想想，假如说聚会时间定在早上六点。
Let us, hypothetically speaking, say the service starts at 6 a.m.
保证你能够准时参加的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you guarantee that you will be here at 6 a.m.
但是就是
要 raise your hand.
尽心尽力，我们要安排啊。
But we must love the Lord with all our heart. We must try our best.
不管聚会时间几点，我们就是事先安排啊。
Regardless of when the service starts, let us make arrangements so that we will never be late.
有人说，哎呀，我碗盘很多了，还没洗啊。
Well, some people may say, well, I have a lot of dishes to wash.
孩子还没洗澡啊。
My kids have not bathed yet.
衣服还没洗啊。
I have a lot of laundry to do.
哎，这些都可以事先安排啊。
All these things can be planned out in advance.
孩子三个，你洗不完的话，七点就可以起床嘛。
And if you have a lot of laundry from three kids, maybe you can get up at 7 and wash them.
七点来不及，六点起床。
If 7 is too late, make it 6.
就看我们怎么去安排啊。
It's all a matter of our priority.
就看我们有没有那个心啊，你愿不愿意去准时。
What it really is our heart, whether we want to be on time.
你愿不愿意为了要准时来牺牲自己的时间？
Are you willing to sacrifice your own time just to be on time for service?
啊，比如说我们在灵会哈，一般来讲是从星期五就开始。
For instance, our spiritual convocation usually starts on Friday.
啊，当然大家的星期五都要上班呢。
And obviously, most of us have to work on Fridays.
那我们可以看看我们有没有尽心尽力啊、爱主我们的神。
Now have you tried your very best with all your heart and with all your mind to love our Lord?
当然有些工作呢，不容许请假。
Obviously some job does not you really can't take off from your job.
但是亚伯他怎么告诉我们呢
？But what did Abel tell us?
因信啊，因信献祭啊。因着信心，凭着信心来献祭。
Abel offered with faith，
就是不管您的上司准不您准不准您请假，您就是说啊，礼拜五我要去参加灵会，我要请假。
Regardless of whether your boss likes it or not, you may put in a request to take a day off on Friday。
老板不准没关系的。
If your boss does not agree to it, it's okay。
因为您已经尽心尽力爱主。
Because you have already loved the Lord with all your heart and with all your mind.
那只要是一个人啊，不闻不问。
But if you don't even care,
哎，没有这个心啊，去想说要请假。
If you don't have the heart to even want to take the day off,
没有心想来参与星期五，反正啊，这个反正我要上班嘛。
Well, if you think that I have to work,
我是替亚伯说话了。
I'm speaking on Abel's behalf.
因为他已经死了，他不能说话，所以只好我来替他说话。
Well, he's dead. He couldn't speak now, so I'm speaking on his behalf.
反正不喜欢听也没关系啊，反正就是要凭信心啊。
So if you don't like to hear it, well.
那事前呢就要安排啊。
So we must plan ahead.
那伯恩教会有位弟兄啊。
There's a brother in Bowen Park Church.
他跟我做见证。
Who testified to me?
他说哈，他们那个老板呢，一定不会让他。请假来参加灵会的。
He told me that his boss would never agree to him taking a day off to go to church.
但是他事前做祷告。
He prayed.
他有心呢。
He had a heart.
哦，祷告很迫切，主啊，我要参加灵会，让我能够请假。
So he prayed very earnestly, asking God to let him have a day off to attend the spiritual convocation.
让老板能够准假。
He wanted his boss to approve this day.
祷告一个月以后。
After
a month of prayer, 为了请假一天祷告一个月。
For the sake of taking a day off, he prayed for one whole month.
好，星期五要开始灵会，星期四他的老板就宣布。
So the Friday was a spiritual convocation, and on Thursday his boss announced.
他老板宣布说，星期四啊，星期五、星期六、星期天就不能叫休息啊，就是五六全公司所有的员工都不用上班。
That all the employees in the company would not have to work on Friday and Saturday.
我真的很受感动啊。
I was greatly touched.
所以我们真的爱神到底有多深呢？
So how much do you really love God?
有位姐妹呢，她有个 baby 啊，大概是两岁多啊。
A sister had a two-year-old baby.
她经常星期六下午啊，就看不到他。他人有来啊，但是看不到他坐在会堂里。
She usually comes to church, and but you don't usually see her in the afternoon in the chapel.
啊，一问呢，才知道说，因为她的婴孩啊要睡觉，就带她到车上睡觉。
And what happens was that he had to bring his she has to bring her 2-year-old kid to the car to take a nap.
哇，这个爱孩子啊，当然是我们不能够说什么的。
Obviously, we can't say anything about loving our own children.
他这没听到也不好啊，没听道理也不好啊。
But it's not good to miss a service either.
啊，所以我就祷告，就鼓起勇气啊，来跟他说。
So I prayed and took courage to tell her.
啊，准备被他骂了。
And I was all ready to be reprimanded by her.
我说啊，姐妹啊，你这样很辛苦啊，带小孩子很辛苦啊。
And I told her, sister, I know it's very hard to take care of a 2-year-old.
孩子睡觉也这样，就带到会堂啊，这个板凳很舒服啊，让他躺着睡也没关系啊。
Perhaps you can bring the kid into the chapel and have her lie down on the pew. It's probably very comfortable.
啊，她跟我看一看。
She looked at me.
她这感谢神啊，她后来听了。
But thank God she listened to what I said.
她都准备啊，从家里面再带那个婴儿的推车哈，睡觉就放在婴儿车上。
So she took the stroller from her house and put the baby in there and came to the service in the chapel.
啊，所以她也可以听道理呀。
So she could listen to the sermon.
所以就是可以安排啊，什么事情都是可以安排的了。
So anything and everything could almost always be arranged.
就看我们愿不愿意去练习哈，再强调一次，要练习神的道理呀。
It's a matter of willingness. It's a matter of being willing to practice what we learn.
那平常这些事情的时候是看不出来，你好坏都看不出来呀。
And obviously, in the daily course of our faith, these things cannot be seen.
你也上班，他也上班。
You work and he works.
你上班八个小时，他上班十个小时。
You work 8 hours and the other person works 10.
你上白天，他上晚上。
You work in the day and some people work at night.
你星期六来教会，他星期日啊，他星期六还要上班。
You come to church on Saturdays and some other people have to work on that day.
为了自己的生活非常忙碌。
For our lives, we are all very busy.
啊，平常都是看不出来呀，没有什么差别的。
In the usual course of our lives, we can't tell the difference among these different people.
子女啊，照常长大。
And our kids will still grow up.
但是要不要告诉我们，有一天啊，就知道的。
But Abel still speaks to us today. One day you will see the difference.
当献祭那一天。
On the day of the offering.
神看重亚伯和他的供物。
God looked favorably at Abel and his offering.
神看不重该隐和他的光物。
God looked with displeasure at Cain and his offering.
所以那一天就知道了。
So on that day, you will see the difference.
所以我们也是一样啊。
Likewise with us today.
但有一天呢，就分别出来了。
One day, the difference will be made apparent.
不是今天。就是到审判那一天就知道了。
Not today, but on the day of judgment, we will all tell the difference.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章十三节。
3 verse 13.
十三。
Verse 13.
个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。十四，人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。十五，人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救能像从火里经过的一样。
This work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
现在就是建造工程的时候。
This is the time to build.
我们有时候要对照那个蓝本啊，那个 blueprint 的那个蓝图啊，要对照一下子。
We have to look at the blueprint.
看看我们的工程啊，是不是跟这个蓝图啊一模一样。
And let us see if the house we built, is in accordance with this blueprint.
那一天以前呢，到那日以前呢，我们假设不对的话，还有改正的机会啊。
Before that day comes, we have the opportunity to amend ourselves.
等到那一天日子到了来了，我们要改正就没机会了。
But when that day comes, we do not have that chance anymore.
所以趁着有今天。
So while there is still today,
我们看看亚伯的话我们听了没有。
Let us see if we have heard what Abel has to say.
亚伯因着信仍旧说话。
Through faith, Abel still speaks to us today.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.